You ever just know something? Like before the data comes in, before the meeting ends, before anyone says a word, like something in your gut goes, this isn't right, or no, this is it. And then you just ignore it. You wait for permission. You ask three more people. You build a spreadsheet to confirm what your body already told you for free. And then 2 weeks later, you're standing there going, I knew it. I literally knew. Yeah, you did. And today we're talking about why you need to start listening. Hey, hey, my people leaders, my growth getters, I had a gut feeling about that hire and I was right, crew. Welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It, the show where we use humor and play to help you lead better, live better, and this month, think quickly on your feet. So today we are talking about the fastest thinker you've got, your intuition. If you have ever listened and thought, how does she know what I'm going through right now? If that's your intuition talking and it's asking you to leave us a review on iTunes, I just want to let you know the reviews on this show help us bring on incredible guests and they keep this Playdate growing. And we literally read every single one. So thank you so much in advance for doing that. Now, before we go any further, this month is all about thinking quickly on your feet. And nothing tests that skill faster than an unexpected curveball at work, in leadership, in life. So my team and I have created something for you. It is called the Clarity Under Pressure Toolkit, what to do in the first 5 minutes of any uncertain situation. Now, because you're calm, capable, and composed, until things take an unexpected turn, and then your brain goes offline like a hotel Wi-Fi during a conference call, this toolkit is your go-to guide for staying grounded, for staying focused and clear when it matters most, so you can lead yourself and others out of the fog and into forward motion. Grab it in the link in the show notes, y'all. You are going to want this one, especially after today's episode. Okay, let's play. My peeps, I hope you are enjoying the show. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to our show. Now, let's start with a game because, you know, obviously. I am going to ask you three quick questions, and I want you to answer with literally the first thing that comes to mind. No editing, no second guessing, no, well, actually, I want you to just go, okay? So wherever you are, I want you to say this out loud, these answers, or just answer it mentally. Question one, if you could change one thing about your workday tomorrow, what is it? Just answer. There's no right or wrong. Question two, think of the last big decision you made at work. Did you go with your gut or did you override it? Think of the last big decision you made at work. Did you go with your gut or override it? And question three, right now, in this moment, what is your gut telling you you've been ignoring? What is your gut telling you you've been ignoring? So whatever answers just came up for you, y'all, that was not random. That was literally your intuition. And she has been trying to get your attention. Because here's what's happening, and this is so common, it hurts. We've been trained, y'all, out of trusting ourselves. Somewhere along the way, probably around the same time someone told you to back that up with data for the 900th time, you stopped listening to the smartest signal you've got. And in improv terms, you're standing on stage, you have the perfect line, and instead of saying it, you look at the audience, look at your scene partner, look at the floor, and then you say something safe, something committee approved, something that lands like a wet napkin. Because meanwhile, the line that your gut gave you initially, that was the one that would have brought the house down. And let me say this, we override our intuition. I do it too, so I'm not just saying it's you. I'm saying it's we. We override it because we've been taught that feeling isn't thinking, that instinct isn't evidence, that knowing without a spreadsheet or a pivot table doesn't count. And here's the thing, y'all, it does. And science actually backs that up. So you want some data? I got the data for you. So research from the University of New South Wales found that intuition is a real, measurable cognitive process that your brain is pulling from pattern recognition, emotional memory, and past experience faster than your conscious mind can keep up. You want some more? I got more. A Harvard Business Review analysis found that leaders who blend data with intuition consistently, they make faster, more effective decisions than those who rely on the data alone. One more. Studies in cognitive psychology show that experts in a given field make their best decisions intuitively because their brains have stored thousands of patterns they can access in milliseconds. So even though I believe in the woo-woo, your gut feeling is not woo-woo. It is your brain doing lightning-fast improv behind the scenes. And the question is whether you're going to trust the scene partner that lives inside you. Woo! Let me take y'all to church one more time. Hold on. Give me your hand. The question is whether you're going to trust the scene partner that lives inside you. So here's the mindset shift, you guys. Your intuition is not the opposite of thinking. It's thinking at the speed of experience. It's thinking at the speed of experience. So every meeting you've sat through, every hard conversation you've navigated, every time you've read a room and known something was off before anyone said a word, that's data. Your data. Stored in your body, not a dashboard or a Google sheet. And in improv, the best performers aren't the ones who think the longest. They're the ones who trust their instinct, their first instinct. They commit to it and they build from there. That's the skill that we're building today, thinking quickly on your feet by trusting what you already know. And when pressure hits and your intuition is screaming, but your brain is freezing, that's exactly why our toolkit, the Clarity Under Pressure Toolkit, is designed for you. It gives you a concrete plan for the first 5 minutes of any uncertain moment. Grab it and the link in the show notes. It's yours. It's free. My peeps, I hope you are enjoying the show. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to our show. Okay, now we've made it this far. We didn't come this far, just come this far. So we're going further. I want you to take a deep breath in with me and release it. Take a deep breath in and release it. Finally, take one more in and release. Y'all, I'm about to get real with you. We're not going to overthink our way into trusting ourselves more. That would be very on brand, but also very counterproductive. We are going to play our way there because this is Workday Playdate. So I have a four-step framework for you. It's called GUTS, G-U-T-S. And we're going to break it down. You know, I love an acronym. We're going to break it down. And this is going to be here for you because this is going to help you trust yourself more and speak more clearly, get out that targeted message with focus, with trust, and belief in yourself. So the G of guts, step one is G stands for get quiet. Your intuition is always talking. The problem is it whispers. And your calendar, that thing screams, okay? She is yelling. Your inbox screams. Your to-do list screams. Your Slack notifications scream. But your intuition is over in the corner going, hey, I've got something important to tell you. Ping, ding, ding, meeting starting, got a text, got a Slack. Ugh, never mind. In improv, we talk about listening as literally the most important skill, not just hearing your scene partner, but truly listening, being present enough to catch the offer underneath the words. So I want you to try this before your next big decision. So maybe think about that thing that's been weighing on you right now before that next decision, before you open the laptop, before you pull the group chat. I want you to give yourself 60 seconds of silence. 60 seconds. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to put one hand on your chest, your heart, and one hand on your belly. And I want you to ask yourself, what do I already know about this? So what situation is coming up for you? Is there something you need to make a decision about? Put your hand on your heart and your hand on your chest. Or sorry, your hand on your heart, your hand on your stomach. And ask yourself, what do I already know about this? Your first answer is the one that shows up before the doubt, and that is your intuition. I want you to write down what comes up for you before your brain tries to edit it. Okay, now let me just say this before I move on. The G is get quiet. We have so many things at our disposal to help us make decisions. And I'm going to tell you, with the best of them, I'm all up on ChatGPT, Claude, AI. I think that they are going to help me get to the answers I need. But I started listening to my intuition long before I knew about AI. And it was giving me answers that have guided me literally to this right moment, to this moment right here, talking to you. We are now a top three podcast on the career charts. Knowing that this podcast had legs and knowing that I had a community out there who needed to hear this, there's so many times I didn't want to listen to that intuition that I listened to other people, but you always know. And I knew that I was meant to be here with you. So what do you know about your situation? Write it down before your brain tries to edit. Step two, the you and guts. Is uncover the signal. Uncover the signal. Not every feeling is intuition, and let's be real. Sometimes it's anxiety wearing an intuition costume, okay? Sometimes it's fear pretending to be wisdom. Sometimes it's Tuesday and you're just hungry. So how do you tell the difference? Here's the improv test. In improv, a good offer moves the scene forward. A bad offer keeps it stuck in the same loop. Intuition will always move you forward. It feels like a quiet friend telling you some advice that will help you. It says, go this way. It pulls you toward something, even if it's scary. Fear is the opposite. It keeps you in the loop. It says, don't move. It keeps replaying the same scene on repeat. So I want you to ask yourself, is this feeling pulling me forward or is it holding me in place? Because we know what fear feels like. We feel stuck, right? But intuition is pulling us towards the next best thing, the next best decision. It's not taking us to the mountaintop. It's taking one step up the mountain. So you're going forward. That's your intuition. If you're feeling stuck, that is fear. Acknowledge it and then keep playing. So that was step two, uncover the signal. We're going through this acronym of GUTS. We got G, we got U, and now we're at T. And T stands for trust the move. Now, this is the part where most people bail. They hear the intuition, they even believe it, and then they get in their head. But what if I'm wrong? What if I don't have enough proof? But what will they think? And then they go back to the spreadsheet. Or they go back to the ChatGPT or the Claude. And in improv, we have a saying, commit to the choice. It doesn't have to be the perfect choice. It doesn't have to be the safe choice, but you gotta commit. A fully committed, mediocre choice will always outperform a hesitant, brilliant one. Because commitment creates momentum. And momentum creates clarity. Love that. Because commitment creates momentum, momentum creates clarity. So here is your practice, okay? This week, I want you to make one decision using your gut as the primary input. Not a reckless decision, not a I'm quitting my job and moving to Bali, unless your gut is really, really sure about that, in which case send pics. A real decision, a meeting you need to call, a conversation you need to have, a direction you need to pick. Trust the move, commit, then see what happens. And if you freeze the moment pressure hits, if you hear the intuition but your body looks up, I want you to grab our toolkit, the Clarity Under Pressure Toolkit. Like I said, it will give you step-by-step guides for those first 5 minutes so you can move through the freeze and into action. That is in the show notes waiting for you. Please go get it. It is yours. All right. So we got the G, the U, the T of guts. Now it's the S. And step 4 is speak it out. Intuition kept inside your head is just a thought. Intuition spoken out loud is leadership. And I know that sounds so terrifying because what do you even say? Hey, I don't have data for this, but my spleen says we should go left. No, although that would be an incredible sentence to say in a board meeting, y'all, and I encourage you to try it at least once. But here's what it actually sounds like. Based on what I'm seeing in my experience in situations like this, my instinct is telling me we should go this direction, and here's why. That's it. You named the source. You, and you owned it, and you gave the room something to build on. I got to tell you, confidence with speaking your intuition takes practice, but once you start to own it, there's no looking back. Because when your gut is telling you to go a certain way and you don't go it, it starts screaming. And until we listen, it's going to keep talking. So you named it, you named the source, you owned it, you gave the room something to build on. And in improv, the best scene partners don't wait for somebody else to make the bold move. They step forward, they make the offer, and then they trust the ensemble to build on it. Your team is literally waiting for someone to say the thing everyone's feeling, but no one's saying. And guess who that someone is? You. Speak the gut, trust the room, build the scene. So let's go through our acronym one more time. G-U-T-S, guts. Get quiet, uncover the signal, trust the move, speak it out. This is the guts framework because trusting your intuition at work isn't soft, all right? It's not fluffy. It's not unprofessional. It's your fastest, most experienced thinking, and it's literally time you gave it a seat at the table. So, you know, I like you to go home with something to work on. This is our playdate practice this week. It is called the gut check, and here is how it works. I want you to set a timer for 10 minutes and then grab a pen and paper. Number one, step one, you're going to write down 3 decisions or situations in your work life right now where you feel stuck or uncertain, okay? After you've written them down, step 2, for each one of those situations, I want you to close your eyes for 10 seconds and ask, what does my gut say? Write the first thing that comes up and don't filter it. Just don't argue with it. Just write. Look at what you wrote. Circle, this is step 3, look at what you wrote, circle the one that gives you a little jolt, the one where you thought, oh yeah, I've actually known this for a little while. Step 4, take one action on that gut answer this week. One conversation, one email, one decision, commit to it like an improv scene, no take backs. And then step 5, I want you to tell somebody what you did and what happened. Say it out loud because speaking it makes it real and it trains your brain to trust itself next time. And if you get to step 3 and 3s, if pressure shows up and suddenly that clarity vanishes, again, you can go back to the Clarity Under Pressure Toolkit. The link is in the show notes. It'll walk you through exactly what to do in the first 5 minutes when your brain goes offline. Then come back and finish your gut check. Okay? So, my peeps, if this episode hit you, if you're sitting there going, I have been ignoring my gut for way too long, trust that feeling. See what I did there? grab the Clarity Under Pressure Toolkit in the show notes, because your intuition is literally only as powerful as your ability to act on it under pressure. And this toolkit makes sure that you can. Send this episode to somebody on your team who always says, "I had a feeling about that." After things go sideways, they don't need hindsight. They need permission to trust the foresight they already have. We're not ignoring our intuition anymore, peeps. We're not outsourcing our knowing to a spreadsheet or to AI. We are leading with guts. G-U-T-S, literally. Please leave us that iTunes review so we can keep bringing you the good stuff. And know I see you. I'm rooting for you. And your intuition, she's been rooting for you the whole time. So maybe start rooting back. Now go trust your gut. And I'll see you next time on Workday Playdate with Improve It.